A Sunshine Coast facility to help those suffering eating and mental health disorders have welcomed an election commitment from the LNP to deliver more on-site accommodation for patients and their families. If elected on October 26, the LNP will spend $1.9 million to deliver 8 tiny homes to provide short-term accommodation at NDED at Woombye. The accommodation village would also be made available for Connect Kids and victims of family violence through DV phone services. A man suffered life-threatening head injuries during an altercation at Coolum Beach on Friday night. The man, aged in his 30s, was allegedly punched in the head and fell to the ground outside a takeaway store on David Lowway just before 8:30 p.m. The man was rushed to Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Also making news, today is the last day you can get the free flu jab. Immunisation numbers are still the lowest they've been in years. Vaccine fatigue could be to blame. While cases of influenza have surged across the coast this year, with 5,211 locals diagnosed so far. Federal member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, will host the 7th annual Sunshine Coast Veterans Day at Australia Zoo today. All current and former ADF personnel and one guest will receive free entry to the zoo with a veteran's ID card. Mr. Wallace says it's a chance to connect and say thanks for their service. And a reminder from today, extended trading hours begin at the Minor Injury and Illness Clinic in Caloundra, the clinic that treats minor urgent injuries and illnesses that aren't considered an emergency, will now be open to patients 7 days a week between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m.